The Fair Work Commission raised Australia's minimum wage yesterday by almost 2.5%. There have been mixed views on whether this will affect the country's employment and businesses. The Wire's Catherine Cox asked the Secretary of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, David Oliver, whether the ACTU supports a wage increase this year.
This year, like we've done every year, the ACTU, on behalf of 1.8 million low-paid workers in this country, put an application before the Commission to increase the minimum wage by $30 a week. And this is really the only way workers can get a wage increase who don't have any bargaining capacity. And the minimum wage covers workers such as cleaners, hospitality workers, farmhands, production workers, and many other industries are captured by this. So we argued $30 a week was a reasonable ask. And while we do welcome any increase in the minimum wage, we are disappointed it was only a $15.80 increase. We believe that the Commission really missed an opportunity to try and bridge the gap between minimum wage earners and average wage earners, because that gap is at a record high at the moment.
So you would argue that this wage increase isn't quite enough?
Oh, it's certainly not. And we've long argued and been concerned that if this trend continues to see the erosion of the minimum wage compared to average wage earnings, we're on a path to end up with a US-style working poor in this nation. And yesterday's decision was really just 1% above inflation, so that works out about $8 a week. And minimum wage earners are mostly women, I think 57%. A lot of them are casual, part-time workers, and every hour of work is important to them. And by lifting the hourly rate, it is a good thing, but frankly, $8 a week for someone who works 40 hours isn't enough.
How do you think this will affect Australian businesses?
Well, every year the employers roll up to the Fair Work Commission and they run the same old argument to say that if the Commission sees fit to award any reasonable increase, the sky will fall in, the economy will crash and more workers will be thrown on the unemployment heap. And the fact of the matter is, it doesn't happen. The sky doesn't fall in. And as we all know, at the moment, the economy is doing better than anticipated. Productivity is up. Profits are up, and yet the workers' share of these benefits is declined. It's going down. So this claim of $30 was well affordable.
Do you think this wage rise is going to help people who are looking for work?
Well, yesterday, in fact, I was at the National Press Club debating the head of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and they support the notion of trickle-down economics, and this is the thing being espoused by Malcolm Turnbull and his government, that is, if you give big business a break, cut company taxes, that's $48 billion tax break that companies will get. They argue that those benefits eventually trickle down and find their way into the pockets of workers. Well, we know that that's not the case. We've argued it should be the other way around. If you give work more money and they get decent pay increases, ultimately that results in more workers having more money to spend in small businesses, of which the employer organisations represent. That's the way you stimulate the economy, because the fact is, I mean, you just can't cut your way to growth.
David Oliver, Secretary of the Australian Council of Trade Unions. Aaron Lane, a legal research fellow for the Institute of Public Affairs Australia, disagrees. He says this decision hurts people looking for work and businesses.
The minimum wage increase will increase costs for businesses. This will mean that businesses won't be able to afford to employ people that they might otherwise have employed, or it could mean that businesses might reduce hours for existing employees. So the effects of the minimum wage are going to be twofold. One is less employment, and two is slower employment growth than we would have seen otherwise.
Do you think this wage increase is needed?
The Fair Work Commission increases minimum wages every year. People that are forgotten in this mix are those people that are outside of the labour force already. Because the minimum wage only applies to people that have a job, the people that don't have a job mean that it's harder for those people to obtain a foothold in the employment market, and this is particularly the case for younger workers. What we should be doing is making it easier for particularly young people to get into work. The youth unemployment rate is at crisis levels. If we're going to be serious about tackling the problem of youth unemployment, we have to be seriously looking at the minimum wage as part of that mix.
Aaron Lane, Legal Research Fellow for the Institute of Public Affairs Australia, finishing that story by The Wire's Catherine Cox.